Welcome in to the Phillies in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Gretzky. It is Monday, May 2nd, 2022. After a week of wins, the Phillies volleyed back and forth with the Mets in New York all weekend, but ultimately came up short, dropping 2 of 3, slipping back below 500, and causing the Phillies faithful to issue a Mayday, Mayday, as the season enters its second month. The Phillies piled up losses 11,123 and 11,124 this weekend. All right, let's recap the games. Friday, the Mets pitching was the story as the Phillies walked 6 times but failed to notch a single hit against Tyler McGill and a parade of Mets relievers. It was the Mets franchise's second no-hitter in their history. McGill spent 88 pitches to get through the first 5 frames with 3 walks, and so he wasn't going to have a chance to complete the game, so they pulled him early. Then Drew Smith, Joely Rodriguez, and Seth Lugo followed without allowing a hit. Closer Edwin Diaz came on and struck out the side in a tidy ninth to finish the job. On the Phillies side of things, Aaron Nola actually didn't pitch all that poorly in opposition. He tossed 6 innings of 3-run ball, struck out 9 without a walk, but he got bit by the home run ball once again, and obviously no offensive support to speak of. Kyle Schwarber led the way on Saturday, mashing a go-ahead 2-run home run in the 7th inning of a 1-0 ball game to give the Phillies a lead. They scored 3 runs in that inning. Rhys Hoskins then tacked on a solo shot in the 8th, and Corey Knebel finished off a 4-1 win with a 4-out save. Kyle Gibson was uncharacteristically wild in this one. He walked 5 over just 4 1/3 innings, but he kept the Mets to 1 unearned run, and the bullpen strung together 4.2 shutout innings to follow. So it was nice to catch a win on Saturday, and then in the rubber match Sunday Night Baseball showdown with the always difficult Max Scherzer, the Mets ace did not disappoint. He struck out 9 over 6 innings, but the Phillies were able to get to him for 4 runs on 5 hits, including a pair of long balls by the suddenly scorching hot Kyle Schwarber. One of his home runs was 113.2 mile per hour off the bat. In the 2nd inning was that shot. Zach Eflin on the other side helped the Phillies hang in the game for a couple of innings. He allowed just 3 runs over the first 4 innings of the game, but then things really fell apart in the 5th. Eflin allowed a pair of base runners. Then Joe Girardi decided to intentionally walk Pete Alonso. He turned it over to the bullpen, and then is what is becoming all too regular an occurrence. JT Realmuto and Jose Alvarado could not get on the same page. They got crossed up. Ball got by Realmuto. The Mets scored, giving them the 4-3 lead. A batter later, Dom Smith singles up the middle, pushes the Mets lead to 6-3, and then the Mets really didn't look back after that. They tacked on a couple more runs, ended up winning the game 10-6. Not good. All right, we'll take a look around the NL East. The Braves won Friday, but then dropped 2 of 3 to the Rangers. They've got 4 games with the Mets this week in New York. That'll be a big one to see if the Braves can keep pace. The Nats took 2 of 3 in San Fran this weekend. They exploded for 14 runs on Friday and 11 more on Sunday, hopping all over Alex Cobb in his return from the injured list. He only lasted 2/3 of an inning. The Nats will travel to Colorado this week for a 3-game series in course starting on Tuesday. The Marlins ran their winning streak to 7, but fell Sunday 7-1 to the Mariners and Logan Gilbert. The rotation is fantastic in South Florida, and it looks like Jorge Soler and company are starting to get the bats going. Soler blasted a couple of home runs over the weekend, really hitting the ball hard. Looking at the standings, the Mets still lead at 16-7. They've actually got the best record in the National League. The Marlins are in second place at 12-9, and the Phils and the Braves trailing after that, trying to get back to 500. We'd write off the Nationals sitting in last place here, but we all know when they went to the World Series a couple of years ago, they were in last place all the way into May. So never too late to write off the Nats. Okay, our key question of the day. Are the Phillies any better than they have been? They wrapped up April 11-11, an even 500 record, the exact winning percentage they finished in April of 2021. They were 13-13 at the time, so this offseason they spent a bunch more money and they brought in a lot of offense, but they're playing kind of like a mediocre team on the field. Their offense has actually been showing a little bit of life of late, but we got the starting pitching going a little bit. They were starting to get a little bit of length, and then all of a sudden it fell apart this weekend. We really need to see some more consistency. Right now, it really is a question whether this team is any better than what we've seen the last couple of years. Okay, up next. The Phillies are off Monday, and then they have a two-game set with the Rangers. The Texas Rangers shook things up over the offseason. They made a couple of big splashes in the middle infield. Marcus Semien and Corey Seager as their big free agent signings. Seager has been coming on strong of late, but Semien, who hit 45 homers a year ago for Toronto, is yet to go deep this season. They also picked up our old friend Brad Miller right before the year and his lucky bamboo, and then they traded for Mitch Garver right before the season. However, it's been a mixed bag on offense. The team has just an 88 WRC plus so far this season, a 219 team batting average, and just a 282 weighted on base percentage, or WOBA. The Phils, for comparison, have a 244 average and a 321 WOBA, much better, and the Phils are actually kind of middle in the pack on both of those numbers. Texas also beefed up their rotation a bit in the offseason. They added veterans John Gray and Martin Perez, and those are actually the starters the Phils are going to face this series. On Tuesday, it kicks off with Ranger Suarez versus John Gray. Gray is returning from the injured list after missing a couple turns with a sprained knee, and then on Wednesday, Zach Wheeler will face off with Martin Perez. Our final thought. Well, it was a really tough weekend. There's not really much you can do about a night like Friday night, but the team did do a good job of shaking things off, scratching out a win on Saturday. Would have liked to see them hang with it a little bit better on Sunday, but it's still very early, and hey, we're going to go outside of the division early in this week, but then we're going to get another crack at the Mets' four-game set next weekend, so there is still plenty of time for the 500 Phils to get back in this thing. But that's all we have for you today. Thanks so much for joining us in Phils in 5. We'll be back with you on Wednesday.